Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to Storytime with Oma. We are continuing to hear about the early Christian church, starting with the disciples' experiences right after Jesus' resurrection and the time that they're waiting until the Holy Spirit comes. Well, before Jesus ascended into heaven, he spent a little time with his disciples on the beach, and we heard about that last time. But Jesus had a very special conversation with one of his disciples, and we're going to hear about that today. So, if you're ready, put on your thinking cap and your listening ears, because here comes our story. We pick up our story with Jesus on the beach. Now, Jesus and his friends were all there. And remember who jumped in the water? Simon Peter was so excited that Jesus was on the beach that he jumped into the water. He was so excited about seeing Jesus. Well, when he got there, he went up to him and they all had a delicious breakfast. After they finished breakfast, Jesus wanted to talk to Peter alone, especially to Peter. Because if you remember the story when Jesus was in the court being tried and they were deciding to put Jesus to death on the cross, Simon Peter had followed along. And remember, he said, "Oh Lord, I'll never leave you." But what did Jesus predict? Didn't Jesus say, "Before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me three times"? Peter said, "Oh no, never, never. I would never do that." But what did Peter do? He did deny Jesus, right? He said, "Oh, I don't know him. No, no, no. I don't know him." Three times he said, "I don't know that man," because he didn't want to get in trouble like Jesus was in trouble. So Simon Peter turned his back on Jesus three times. Jesus was sad, but Jesus forgave Peter, and he wanted Peter to know that. So he said to Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And Peter said, "Well, yes, yes, Lord, you know I love you." So Jesus said to Peter, "Feed my lambs." Then he asked Peter a second time, "Simon, Simon Peter, do you love me?" And Peter said, "Well, yes, Lord, you know I love you." And so Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." That means take care of them. So he asked Peter to feed the sheep and take care of the sheep. Now, Jesus isn't really talking about sheep, is he? No, he's talking about people. Do you know what Jesus did a third time? He said, "Simon, Simon Peter, do you love me?" Now, Peter was sad because he thought, "Wow, why are you asking me this three times?" And so he said to Jesus, "Lord, you know everything. You know I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Okay, now think about that. How many times did Peter say, "I don't know Jesus, I don't know that man"? And how many times did Jesus ask Peter if he loved him? You're right, three times. So Jesus wanted Peter to know that he was forgiven for all three times of denying Jesus. Jesus also wants us to know that he forgives us every time we do something wrong. We say we're sorry, and Jesus died one time on the cross to forgive all of our sins because he loves us just like he loved Peter and all of his disciples, and he loves us too. Well, thank you for joining me today on Storytime with Oma. Remember, be kind to others, listen to your parents, and show God's love to everyone. Bye-bye.